The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Once upon a time, someone asked Saint Faustina, Sister Faustina from the Divine Mercy Visions, "What's the greatest obstacle in the spiritual life?" And she said, "There are two: discouragement and worry." Interesting, you know, she didn't list sins or attachments or vices. What's the greatest obstacle in the spiritual life? Discouragement and worry. And the one thing both of those have in common is they're both rooted in a lack of faith. So let's talk about faith for just a moment here today. St. Paul once said that in the end, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And it's true. The greatest of these is love. However, even though love might be the greatest, did you know that faith must come first? First comes faith, then comes hope, then comes love. And if you want an image to help make it clearer, imagine, if you will, a plant growing in the ground. Faith is the soil. Hope is the plant. Love is the fruit. Allow me to explain, if I possibly can, just briefly. Hope is defined as the certain knowledge that God will provide everything that you need. But if you don't have faith, how can you be so sure? And love is defined as a choice, not a feeling, but a choice to do what's best for somebody else, no matter what it costs you. But if you don't have faith, who's to say what's best, right? It's the mess we're in today. Different folks, strokes for different folks. Who's to say what's best? Do you see how faith has to come first? Do you see now a little bit better why the gospel says that Jesus could work no miracle for the people in his hometown because he was astonished at their lack of faith? He says, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown, except among his native people." And Jesus found no honor in Nazareth because he was so ordinary. They said to themselves, "Who is this guy? We know his mother. We know his relatives and friends, right? Who is this guy?" And they took offense at him, the gospel says. What's interesting about that is that the actual word that the gospel uses means that they stumbled over him. The actual word is scandalisomai. And you can hear the word scandal in that word. Scandalisomai, it means to stumble and fall. They stumbled over his utter ordinariness. And sometimes we hear a gospel like this and we say to ourselves, "Boy, I sure am better than all those people back in Nazareth. I know that much for sure." Do you know that much for sure? Are you really better? Do you really have any more faith than they did? Because God still works through ordinary things. It's his style. And if you can't find God in the ordinary, you don't find him at all. Now think about all the ordinary things God works through. My favorite example is the Eucharist. We know by faith that's the real presence of Christ. But let's be honest, it doesn't look like very much, does it? And most people just drive right on by, have no idea what's about to happen under this roof. And it's true for so many other things as well. You know, the Second Vatican Council said that Christ is present in the person of the priest and the assembled congregation and the proclamation of the word. Not exactly overwhelming, is it? But my favorite, perhaps the most helpful of all, is to recognize that God is active and present in the most minute details of your life with a providence that's not only good, but it's perfect. It would astonish you to know all the details in which God is working out the events of your life, all to help lead you to Him. And do you have enough faith to recognize it? Or, like the people in Nazareth, are you scandalized at the very thought that God could be actively at work through such plain and ordinary things as traffic lights and hiccups in your schedule and little illnesses and accidents and all these things? Do you have any faith? Do you have enough faith? Now, understand, when you think about that question, understand that faith is a gift and it's also a choice. It's a gift. It was given to you in baptism. It was strengthened in confirmation. But every time you act on what you believe, you dispose yourself to receive more. You can't increase faith on your own, but you can dispose yourself to receive more. And this is our task. Choose to act on the faith that you have. And it won't always feel like anything. A lot of times you feel nothing at all. Maybe something bad happens to you in your day. Say, Lord, I don't understand, but I certainly do believe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And you know what you do when that happens? Dispose yourself to receive more faith and how much more God will do through you as a consequence. Someone once came up to St. John Bosco, our saint for the day, and said, Don Bosco, you've done such marvelous things in your life. And it's true. He helped so many young people find their way to God and navigate the thorny path of youth and adolescence, come out clean on the other side. He established an order of priests that's in every continent in the world. How many great things you've done, Don Bosco. And he replied, rather, how many great things God has done through me, and how many more could he have done if only Don Bosco had more faith. Let's make it true for you and for me as well. Don't give discouragement and worry so much as a foothold. Don't let him even get a foot in the door. Act on the faith that you have and start today. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us as well. St. John Bosco, pray for us.